Hello, and welcome to the Soul Horizon podcast. In this episode, I'll be giving you a sneak peek into season 3. Let's get to it. There's a quote from Dr. Joe Dispenza in the show Rewired that's on Gaia TV. And in it, he says, quote, "If we're going to create something new in our life, we have to crave the unknown," end quote. And the unknown is really what season 3 is about. My intention with this season is for it to be a journey of moving beyond illusion by really looking beyond and beneath the surface of the many ways that we typically perceive reality. From the quantum to the subconscious to beyond time and space, we'll explore the roots and the realms that inform reality, and we'll begin to consider a life beyond the mind's most persistent, stubborn, and even limiting illusions. Two questions that we can ask ourselves now are, what am I certain about? And what do I believe without question? Of course, these are trick questions in many regards, because we falsely believe that there's this power in our certainty. In truth, though, there's power in our uncertainty. Because it's in our willingness to surrender to uncertainty that we begin to flow through life with openness, and it's with an open heart and an open mind that we allow the truth to evolve and progress in front of us and for us. On the contrary, it's our certainty that fortifies our rigidity and our closed-mindedness. When we feel certain about something, there's only one thing we can be certain of: that we've closed our minds and our hearts to the truth. Because the truth is an evolution, not a destination. When we're certain that we've arrived at the truth, we're actually just rigidly stalled out on the side of the road, sort of wishing and hoping that this one specific iteration of truth that we've attached ourselves to is the pinnacle truth of whatever topic or ideology it is that we're contemplating. In this way, certainty offers us the false promise of comfort, and we think that it's comfort that will bring us fulfillment. But comfort, although it's important to some degree, is a stagnating energy. By our very nature, though, we are creative beings brought into form and sustained by creative energy. Thus, when we block the flow of creative energy by leaning on the false promises of comfort through certainty, we feel entirely restless and uneasy. All of this to say, if you find yourself feeling humbled and uncertain as you listen to the episodes in this season, good. Wonderful, actually, because it's in our uncertainty that we surrender to greater truths. And I'll tell you this from my heart. I, too, have found myself uncomfortable at times with some of the truths coming up for the episodes, even though I went into them feeling like I had a sense of what the truth was as it related to these various topics. It's a journey for all of us, and what makes it easiest to move through is simply surrendering and allowing our hearts and our minds, more importantly, to stay open and have this nimble flexibility to the way that we approach the information, really allowing ourselves to receive it without trying to guess what's coming next. So what's the purpose of this season? Like, what is the greater intention here? My purpose here is to really shatter limiting paradigms and worldviews that stifle our perspective of reality or keep it constricted in some way, shape, or form. Because without consciously intending to do so, many of us have passively come to accept a materialist view of reality, or a physicalist view, as it's sometimes referred to. What this means is that whether we acknowledge it or not, so whether we're proactively thinking about this as we move through our everyday lives, many of us have placed the physical expressions of life and our physical experiences on a pedestal. And doing so has left little room, if any, to consider what lies beyond the material world that surrounds us or the seemingly physical world that surrounds us. And it's also left little room, if any, to consider the possibility that beyond this physical world, there is a vast and infinite energetic reality that serves as the predisposing or originating force that informs the physical world that we've come to worship above all else. Being too narrowly focused on the physical or the material world has come at the cost of losing touch with the infinite and divinely creative nature of our own consciousness. And that's really the problem, because from that vantage point of being so zoomed in to this finite expression of reality and of our consciousness, we become stuck in a sort of perpetual loop of reality being limited by physicality. But what happens when we focus our mental gaze upon the energetic reality that exists beyond the seemingly physical world that we interact with in everyday life? It's been my experience that the more that we question the validity of the way that we perceive the world and our role in it, the more our minds soften and open to receive wisdom about the true nature of reality. And the more that we open up to the true nature of reality, the more effortlessly we wind up and around this ascending spiral of consciousness, and the more easily we awaken to the truth of our soul. This quote from the book, You Are the Universe, written by Deepak Chopra and Manas Kafatos, really hits at the heart of this. And it's, quote, "Paradigms are self-fulfilling, so the only way to cause radical change is to jump out of them," end quote. They then go on to say, quote, "All of us live in a participatory universe. Once you decide that you want to participate fully with mind, body, and soul, the paradigm shift becomes personal. The reality you inhabit will be yours to either embrace or change," end quote. To sum it up and get straight to the heart of it, this season will be a thought-provoking blend of spirituality, consciousness, psychology, and science, particularly, or more specifically, quantum mechanics. My hope is to challenge your mind and my own to move beyond the illusions of the commonly accepted and rather limiting ways of perceiving reality. So fixed, linear, dualistic, all or nothing, fragmented, incoherent. So to move beyond these limiting perceptions of reality to embrace a more accurate and empowering view of reality, which is one that is malleable, flexible, fluid, holistic, unified, and coherent. To consider a broader and more holistic perspective on the nature of reality that, if embraced, will organically expand your consciousness in profoundly meaningful ways. There's a quote from Deepak Chopra's book, Metahuman, that summarizes the why behind this well. I found this well after I finished outlining the episodes for the season, and it captures the feeling of the season as a whole. It reads, quote, "Liberated from illusion, we can be free of all fear. In the end, waking up leads to absolute freedom. We don't just lead our everyday lives. We navigate the field of infinite possibilities," end quote. Here's a preview of some of the episode titles for this season, and these may change a little bit as I solidify each episode, but to give you a general sense of what we'll be covering, I'll share the working titles with you now. All right, here we go. Seeing Beyond the Illusion of Physicality. Living in the Now, Beyond the Illusion of Time. Living Beyond the Brain, the Zero-Point Field, and the Eternal Nature of Consciousness. Spirituality and God, Beyond Religion. Now, a quick note on this one, because I know that this is a highly activating topic. I encourage you to keep your heart open and keep your mind's defenses dropped as much as possible here. No matter which sort of side you find yourself on, or maybe you find yourself in the middle. So whether you're on the side of dismissing the idea of God entirely, or you're on the side of being dedicated to a strictly religious perspective of God, the focus of this episode will be about opening our hearts to an unconditionally loving God that can both coexist with and expand beyond our pre-existing beliefs. The episode will also be about empowering ourselves to remember and reclaim the inherent divinity that exists within each of us as a result of being emanations of God consciousness or source consciousness. Other episode topics are From Somebody to Nobody, The Unified Wholeness of Living Beyond the Limitations of Attachments, manifesting beyond the mind, co-creating through the heart beyond space and time. Beyond words, telepathy, clairvoyance, and other forms of energetic communication. Beyond certainty and control, the soul-expanding art of surrender. Diving into the subconscious mind, unlocking the door to revolutionary change. Beyond duality and separation, living in holographic interconnectedness and revealing our implicit wholeness. And then finally, into the shadows of shame, bringing our darkness into the light. And there may be more that get added on, but this is the current list as it stands now. Before I leave you, let's quickly talk about the structure of this season. This season's going to be a little bit different than previous seasons because in between each longer main topic episode, there's going to be a shorter episode that offers intuitive insights about the previous topic episode. Because of this, each topic will be presented in a series of two episodes, the first being more structured and rigorous in terms of the presentation of information, and the second being more fluid flowing and freely intuitive. So why am I structuring it in this way? Because in the words of Greg Braden, quote, "It's important to honor both our intuition as well as our logic when we invite people to make a huge leap in how they see the world," end quote. And I'll speak to this in the first episode as well, but the first step in really softening our perception of mind enough to allow new information in is to start at the level of the mind, which is to start at a logical place. And so many of the first episodes in each of these pairings will be really oriented around science. So whether it's a hard science like physics or a soft science like psychology, the first episode in those pairings will be really oriented around catering to the logical mind and opening these doors to new possibilities in terms of perception. New episodes will air on Thursdays for this season, and the first episode will be released on Thursday, May 9th. All right, let's leave it here for today. I look forward to connecting with you very soon with the first episode of season 3. Until we chat again, take care.